Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming to you tonight, not long after the finish of the Ford EcoBoost 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway, which was the finale for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series season here in 2019. For that matter, it was the finale for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series forever, because Monster Energy, of course, is going away as the primary sponsor of the NASCAR's top level series. But as far as the race itself is concerned, wasn't the typical type of race we see at Homestead Miami. A lot of times we see, with that worn surface, a lot of tire wear, a lot of guys kind of coming and going, some passing, exchanging of positions, and there was certainly some of that. Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch had quite a battle there kind of in the midway point of the race, where they swap positions multiple times. But for the most part, it was whoever got out front was going to stay out front. And ultimately, in the end, it was Kyle Busch who picked up the win, and not only got the win, but he also won the Cup Series title, his second ever Cup Series title. And this time, unlike the previous one that he won, where he missed several races because of an injury that he sustained at Daytona, he ran all 36 races this year. Kind of might have been considered a little bit of the underdog coming into this, because it appeared that his three competitors, Harvick, Truex, and Hamlin, all kind of came in with a little bit more momentum than him. But it was, in the end, you know, he led much of the way, if not even all the way, during that third segment, which ran for a long, long stretch without a caution flag. And his crew did not make any mistakes on pit road, which couldn't really be said of his two Joe Gibbs Racing teammates. Denny Hamlin's team, Hamlin never showed the kind of strength where he could get out and lead a lot of laps, but he was certainly in contention the entire time. But his team, on one of the later pit stops, put too much tape on the grill and overheated the engine, had to come back in and take that tape off. And by the time they got all that taken care of, he was a lap down and had to fight his way back from that. Martin Truex, who completely dominated the first segment and then the first half of the second segment, when he came into pit, his team put the wrong tires on each side of the car, which is a very strange, uncharacteristic mistake to make, and they had to come right back in and correct that. And by the time they had done all that, they too had lost a lap and had to fight back. Of course, Truex wound up getting his way all the way back to second, but I think it could be argued that without that mistake, he would have never lost the track position that he had. And like I said earlier, getting out front meant everything out in that clean air, whereas everybody else in the dirty air back behind was having trouble making passes and making moves. So ultimately, Kyle Busch, your 2019 Monster Energy champion. That'll probably make some fans happy and some fans not so happy, as Kyle tends to be a lightning rod for controversy, or certainly a lightning rod for the scorn of many of the fans. But certainly gave a very gracious interview there after the race was over with NBC television. So who knows, maybe things have turned for Kyle. He now has two Cup Series championships, which with all the races that he's won the not only Cup races, but he's won in the Xfinity Series, and he's won in the trucks, and piled up literally in the hundreds of wins. And now to add a second Cup Series title certainly further cements his legacy. And when you think about it, he's only 34 years old, and I read a study earlier in the week on another website that pointed out, statistically speaking, 39 seems to be the best age for NASCAR drivers. So he could still be 5 years away from his prime. So he could easily pile up multiple more championships. Who knows? He might wind up being a seven-time champion like Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmie Johnson already are. So it's not outside the realm of possibility at all. But an interesting race, in that those pit miscalculations by two of the Joe Gibbs cars played a role. Kevin Harvick, the fourth of the combatants there, he showed some speed in the early parts of runs and could jump up there and take the lead, but then he would fade throughout. And as he said in his post-race interview, he hoped for more cautions toward the end so they could take advantage of that short run speed. And they tried to run a little bit longer prior to their last pit stop, hoping for a caution that would help them out. Also, just simply hoping to maybe build some sort of an advantage, just do something different from what everybody else was doing. And it just didn't quite work out for him. He wound up getting back to fourth, but never was a serious threat to win, especially in the late stages of the race. But anyway, it was an interesting race, and Kyle Busch is your 2019 champion as a result. And folks are already starting to talk about 2020 and moving on. We'll have a little bit of a different schedule in 2020, and some drivers have moved around. So it's already building up interest for the 2020 NASCAR season. A lot to look forward to, but I appreciate you taking the time to give me a listen, and hope that you'll continue to do so. And also hope that you'll continue to check out InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. But until the next time, hope you have a great week, and hope you keep on enjoying the racing. This is Richard Allen saying have a good evening.